Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. And today we're going to be doing a mastermind. Funny that, Carrie, you just popped in. I was thinking about you when we were going to do this today. So good to have you here. And today, if you don't mind, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, if you're listening live on Clubhouse. And if you're listening to the podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then, if you don't mind, give us about 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Podcasting morning chat. Thank you for being here today. Looking forward to today's conversation. I enjoy doing these little mastermind sessions. We've done them twice. One, the first one I thought went particularly well. The second one was a little more loosely based and still went well. Today we're going to do it all again. We're going to, and we'll get to it, but we are going to start with Simona in the hot seat, talking about a situation we teased at the end of yesterday's show. We'll explain in a few. It's a little juicy. It's a little, I can imagine being in Simona's shoes. It's a little uncomfortable maybe. So we'll dig into that shortly. And I don't know about you all, but I'm a little thrown off because I don't see Nick here. He's usually the first one in. And I think, I always make this as the guest. So far, I think I've always been right. I think Aria has probably kept him up a little later than he would have liked. So we'll see if Nick pops in. And we are going to kick things off. I figured this would be a good question for a mastermind setting. So we'll start with you, Sid. Good morning to you. The question of the morning is, what's a lesson, I'll put it in quotes, what's a, quote, lesson learned the hard way in your content creation or podcasting experience? Curious to hear. Good morning to you, Sid.
Good morning. So, you know, there's no more hall of Clubhouse anymore, right? But when I open up the app, I do like kind of pull to refresh a couple of times because I wait until Nick is in here until I come in. So that he can sit in his seat. So it's a little weird being in his seat. I'm like, I don't see him at 6:01. Where's Nick? I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go in. So anyways, we all have funny behaviors, don't we?
Yep.
So the first thing that came to my mind when you said that question, Mark, is hit the freaking record button. I had an episode that I had a beautiful conversation with an executive in a hospital system who's not my wife. And there's a president of hospital and great conversation about hospital trends and healthcare and blah, 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 blah. And I go wrap it up and go to hit the end record button, and there's no red light flashing that said it was recording. So that's the hardest lesson I ever learned. I never even told her to record because I never published. I was too embarrassed.
Yeah, that's common. And, you know, I feel like there should be, I haven't seen one. Maybe there is an option for this. If so many of us these days are using things like Riverside or Squadcast or whatever it is, and I feel like these tools should at least give us an option when we're setting them up to automatically record. Just the room opens and just boom, it's recording. To say that fail safe approach, I think would be very handy. And, you know, and I always have preached to people to have a backup, right? Whether even if it's like a lot of times for me, especially in my earlier days of podcasting, I would use a digital recorder. And the thing is, you still have to remember to press play on that too, right? So it's not quite fail safe because it does require that memory to kick in. All right, Simona, good morning to you. And you can't use what you're going to talk about in a few minutes. What's a lesson learned the hard way in your content creation or podcasting experience? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you're really taking all the ideas that I had out of my brain today. I'm just kidding. Actually, and I wanted to add, I do believe that on Riverside FM, you can set up your studio so that it automatically records.
Oh, I'm going to have to go look at that.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, so this could be false advertising. But I looked at that and saw that the other day. Okay, lesson learned in content creation. I would say rushing through the process. Like not taking the time to do your research properly and just like being, I would say, I don't know. I think maybe just rushing through the process and not thinking through what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Now, and that's been a thing for you or was a thing for you?
Well, I don't do a lot of market research. I don't do a lot of like, you know, I have blinders on when I create anything in my business. I don't do a lot of market research. I don't look at what other people are doing. I don't really do that. And so sometimes that can be a really good thing. And then also sometimes it's like, oh, you know, I guess maybe I could have done this like this, or I could have done this like this, or gotten an idea like this. And so sometimes I can be a little bit more reactive to what's going on instead of proactive with stuff.
Yeah, you were starting to cut out a little bit there, Simona, and I think you officially did cut out. So there you are. You cut out a little bit there. So that's okay. We will come back to you anyway because we've got a lot to talk about. So all good. Thank you for that share, and we will keep it moving. We'll go to Alex. Good morning to you, Alex. Do you have a lesson learned the hard way in your podcasting experience that you're open to sharing? Good morning.
Well, yeah. On the other end of what Sid said, don't stop the recording early because a lot of stuff can get lost. Mm. A lot of good stuff as well. So I've done that. I had a situation where we had a great conversation, but it kind of didn't get recorded. And ever since then, I've tried to keep the thing rolling until we're just about to leave or sign off. And because you get a lot of great stuff.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Even if it's, you use it just for bonus material, you can do a lot with the recorded, non-recorded content, the stuff that you don't usually put out there. You never know what little Easter egg you'll find. Walt, good morning to you. What's a lesson learned the hard way in your content creation or podcasting experience? Good morning.
Morning. You know what's funny? Because I do most of my recordings virtual, and people's internet, you never really know exactly how it works. So sometimes I'll actually kind of rush to stop the recording as soon as possible just to make sure all the things upload in time. Mm-hmm. But it's like I don't want to, but it's like, man, I might have to do this. But the thing I actually learned, very valuable lesson that's actually kind of followed me into other things as well, is just understanding that listener behavior, right? Because like someone on social media who's seeing your podcast, they might like it, but they're not really going to listen to a whole podcast. They might follow you and get all your posts and comment, but they're just not necessarily going to go listen to the full thing just because that's just not how they like to consume content. So that's something that's kind of followed me, and then just the whole mindset around bringing traffic to your show, listener retention, a whole bunch of stuff, but really just that audience behavior and just knowing that not everyone's going to want the long form, even if they enjoy the short.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's pretty common too, Walt, because I think sometimes we want to push people so badly to the long form content, and you know, there'll be those dopamine hits when we see the short form content popping off. And sometimes I think, you know, we're like, but we want, you know, on the podcast, we want you to listen to the podcast. And you can still benefit as the content creator if they're preferring to consume that content via short form, so be it. You still have them in your ecosystem. There's still connections that you can make with these people, no matter how they're consuming your content. I'm with you there. Cynthia, good morning to you. It's been good having you coming to the stage in the mornings again. I know you are one of the podcasting evening chat hosts, so it's great to have you popping in the mornings. What's a lesson learned the hard way in your content creation or podcasting experience? Good morning.
Back up. Back everything up. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Making a copy of your raw, not like if you're, well, I don't know how Riverside works, but when I was doing interviews live, like around the campfire, outside, et cetera. Back that up. Not just once. Do it on a separate machine. Use an external hard drive, but back it up. I had lost my best, and I'm convinced it was my best interview because my computer crashed, and that's the only place it had been saved.
I have to jump in a quick second. Cynthia, I admittedly was multitasking while you were talking. I'm responding to emails. And I heard Mark ask you the question. And then I heard you go, back it up, back everything up. And I thought, what did he do? What did he say? That's a Southern saying, you know, for, hey, back it up, buddy. So did that happen to anybody else? Did anybody else hear that? Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what did he do? What did that mean?
I can hear it now that you say it, but I didn't take it that way when she said it, but now I could totally hear how that could be misinterpreted. thank you, Cynthia. Yes, the backup is so important. It's like a knife to the heart when you lose something as precious as your best ever recording. Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's see. Okay, we're going to go to Amanda, and then Chris is on stage as well, and then we're going to do the hot seat. So listen, you're still welcome if you're in the audience and you want to be a part of this conversation. You may want to share a lesson learned the hard way as well. You're welcome to. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to go to Amanda and Chris, and then, isn't that funny? It's not Chris and Amanda from Song Swap Showdown. It just happens to be another Amanda and Chris. What we're going to do is, after Chris, we're going to put Simona in the hot seat and start our mastermind session. And then I'm anticipating we'll have some time to maybe get to another person on the hot seat. So this is part of the reason why we've got the icebreaker, is because this is a way for you to at least start thinking about what are some things that are going on in your podcasting world that are really challenging you right now. We want to hear about it, and we're going to all ask you some more questions about it and then provide our own insights, our own experiences, and see how that can help you. So with that, we're going to go to Amanda. Good morning, Amanda. Do you want to share with us a lesson learned the hard way in your content creation or podcasting experience?
Oh, would I? This was a lesson I just had to learn this week. Good morning.
Oh.
And I want to let everyone know we are taking honorary Amanda titles. Me and Amanda Sharp. Amanda inspired me to start a sourdough starter
journey. Oh.
So that's a journey. You know, and then Paula was like, I need to, it was a whole thing. So anywho, let me see. So this week I was cleaning out my computer because I got a notice, like, you know, you're getting full there. You gotta, you know, condense. So I was deleting some files and accidentally deleted my content calendar for season 3 and season 4 of my show. Now you may be saying, well, Amanda, you can recover it. No, because Amanda took out the trash. So everything is permanently gone. So, you know, I took that really hard because I worked really hard to write out my content for this season and the next season to follow. But then, you know, I kind of took it as a lesson learned and something that I'm kind of going through currently of, you know, like an evolution. And I found myself trying to play catch up with that evolution week by week, looking at my calendar and being like, you know what, I really don't vibe with that topic anymore. Let's change it to this. Let's push the boundary. So I found myself week by week, like changing things. So I think it was divine intervention. That's what I'm looking at, an upward angle and looking at it as divine intervention of, let's wipe the slate clean and let's put out there what you really want to put out there, Amanda. But yeah, lesson learned, back up, as Cynthia said, back up, back up, back up. Mm. And hey, Amanda.
Yeah, look at that. It was as if she heard her name and immediately popped in the room. I don't know, Amanda Sharp, I don't know if you heard. And hello, welcome, good morning, good to have you here. And I don't know if you popped in at the exact time, but the other Amanda, Amanda Yoa, had mentioned that you inspired her. She's gotten into the sourdough bread craze that you're starting. So that's pretty cool. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And Amanda, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm here because Paula, like, made me feel a little guilty. And Paula's not even here.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Paula. We love you, Paula. I miss you, Amanda.
I have missed you all so much. So I just fed my Miss Sally, to your point, Mark, who is my sourdough starter. So I was like, oh, I got a couple minutes before I have to leave. So I'll come and say hello.
Well,
so hello, everyone.
Hello to you. It's great to have you here. And you may not want to leave because we've got a sticky situation when we put Simona in the hot seat, something she's dealt with this week. Yeah. So you may want
to
stick around.
I'm here for the tea.
Okay, good. Good. Good to have you. All right, Chris, we're coming to you with the icebreaker of the morning, and then we're putting Simona in the hot seat. Chris, what's a lesson learned the hard way in your podcasting experience? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be up here. So when Amanda Sharp first came on stage, though, I was enjoying that position right in between. I was sandwiched between the Amandas, and it's a unique position to be in, and it's awesome. So, but then you gave her the badge.
Sorry about that.
And now I'm at the bottom of the barrel. pro tip, if you have a podcast where you're drinking while you're recording, I suggest having a bottle of water or something to maybe in between drinks, especially if it's a hard liquor or maybe a high ABV beer. Drink water, because especially if it's a long podcast, I'm not trying to be Joe Rogan, and if we start slurring our words, it just turns into a debacle, and your brother might make you piss yourself. And
oh, I remember that. I remember you telling me about that.
drink water and try to stay coherent during the recording of the show. It's just good for everybody.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. And actually, and I do remember you telling me, or maybe even the room, about that. And did I mention that I learned that lesson the hard way too?
I don't remember. Can you share that?
Well,
the drinking or
the drinking,
letting yourself. Okay.
The drinking. Yeah. All right. So then what I will do, I got to make a note and remember this. I will do my best for tomorrow. I'll bring a few clips from earlier in my podcasting career when I started. I'm not telling you, I'm being a little vague because I don't want everybody going and trying to find it. So earlier in my podcasting career, I definitely decided to bring in some alcohol to loosen up, and I got a little too loose. And talk about that slurring. It was so apparent, and I thought I was really hiding it well, of course, as we do when we're drunk sometimes. So yes, I'll do my very best to bring a couple of clips. And I think it was after 3 or 4 episodes of doing it that way that my co-host had told me, okay, we're done with the drinking. We're not doing the drinking thing. Yeah. And I'm not a drinker, by the way. I'm not a drinker.
Okay. In my defense, it is the silver screen happy hour, so
true. I
mean, it is part of the thing we do, but still, you don't want them, you know. Especially, and then you're trying to edit out burps, and that's just gross. So,
yeah. I love it. Thank you, Chris. All right, Simona, good morning to you again. Now, I asked Simona yesterday morning if she would be cool to share this, because she on Tuesday night sent me a message a little bit. I mean, I don't want to say in a panic, but just definitely you could tell there was some stress, some distress. And she's like, Mark, I got to talk to somebody about this. And so we did talk a little bit about it. And then it dawned on me yesterday morning, like, why not? Let's talk about this with the room. This is real stuff and interesting and somewhat relatable as well. So good morning again, Simona. You are officially in our mastermind hot seat now. Please share your situation, and then we'll have everybody in the room ask you some questions, and then we'll move into some insights, experience, advice, etc. So go for it.
Okay, I'm actually a little stressed to like share this because I don't know. Most of the time I take things that happen and I'm like, that's fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, at first it's a big deal and I'm like, well, it's fine. It's not really that big of a deal. But here's what happened. So it was Tuesday night, Mark, and I messaged you at like 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. because it came to my attention that one of my clients, who's one of my, like, I'll add contact, like one of my highest paying clients, gave a presentation in person to teach podcasters. She's a podcaster, but she's not a producer. She doesn't launch them, like nothing like that. She taught a podcasting course, which fine, totally fine. People are allowed to branch out and whatever, but she used my entire launch framework to do it. The exact framework that I did to launch her show. And it was like almost word for word. Of Billy, I see you down there. Come on up. there you go. she took almost word for word my entire like 12-week plan of exactly what I would do to launch a show. And I know that, you know, some of the stuff when we launch a podcast is templated, you know, sure, like there's specific things that everyone does, but there's reasons why people hire me to launch their show versus someone else, because I do things differently. So while it might not be 100%, you know, totally just for me to like, how do I explain? Like,
it's not completely unique program, but there are some pieces of it that you believe are unique.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's true for anyone's work, right? There's specific things that set us all apart. And so I don't know what to do because I really like her as a person, and her and I have very similar energy. We get along so well. You know, when we get on a call, it's like talking to, you know, one of my friends. And I know that there's respect there. So a part of me is like, did she mean to do it? But then also, I'm not supposed to know. So how do you get around that when you're not supposed to know? Okay, I'll stop. Alex, and then I guess Alex and Sid, because that's how I saw it come in.
Okay, yeah.
We find her and we burn her business to the ground.
No.
No, because then that's part of the dilemma, right, Simona? Because she's a well-paying client.
No, I will say, unfortunately, you need to have a conversation with her and you need to sit down and have a coming to Jesus meeting. Because although I can see both sides in a sense, in this one sense, all she knows is your program. But at the same time, she shouldn't have been doing that. And I think that, yeah, we need to find her and burn her.
There's two things that I would add to this as well. In my contracts, I make them sign that the stuff that they do is theirs, like they own that intellectual property. But the stuff that I do for them is mine. Like the frameworks, the strategies, the coaching, all of that is mine. So yes, it's already in my contract. And the other piece too is, okay, I'll stop talking. Sid, Walt, Cynthia. Is that how it came through?
Yeah, and let me say, yeah, I think it's going to go Sid, Cynthia, and Walt. And I want to also encourage encourage everyone on stage. Let's first just ask some more questions to get some more clarifications, and then we can throw out some advice, insights, etc., if possible. So Sid, take it away.
Yeah, so I have two questions for you. First, I'm sorry this happened to you, but I have two questions for you. First off, how did you find out? And secondly, was she selling your program or just sharing your program?
So she was not selling my program, and she was essentially teaching it. And here's the other thing too. I don't know if she gave me credit for it in the presentation or not. The presentation came across my desk. That's how I found out. And then I saw the whole framework within it.
And I think Simona wants to protect the privacy of how she found out. So yeah. Okay. And now we're going to go. And Sid, that's good. You got your answers best you could. Yeah. Okay. So Cynthia, good morning to you. What did you want to ask Simona?
Well, Simona, you and I had this back when you referred somebody to me. And I came to you directly and wanted to discuss it. I was very apprehensive because I didn't want to step on anyone's toes. But I think the only way you're going to get self-satisfaction is if you confront her and do it with love. I hope I did it with love when, you know, I talked to you. It was not Simona that was our problem child. It was the person she referred to me. I think, and if there's anything in there that you are feel okay about her presenting, the areas that you don't feel good about her presenting, ask her to remove that and maybe give her a suggestion to fill in those spots.
Thank you, Cynthia. And all right, let's go to Walt. Walt, good morning again to you. Do you have any questions for Simona?
Good morning. That sucks. I think my question might not sound like a question. It's a thought, but also a question. But curious if you're also struggling with whether or not you're okay with letting this client go, and then that's kind of influencing how you confront them. So it's like a thought, question, feeling kind of melded into one kind of word bubble thing.
Exactly. And a part of me like doesn't want to make a big deal because it just kind of is what it is. And at the end of the day, like a lot of the information, I'm sure it's like, sure, she could have pieced it together by what she found online. But the truth of the matter is that she didn't. And like Cynthia, what you were saying about the context within it, you know, everything was different within her, you know, her presentation, except for the entire 12-week launch framework. That was word for word.
Wow. Yeah, word for word. Because I wanted to ask you about that. Like, if it just looked familiar or if it was actually word for word.
Word for word.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Billy, and then we're going to go to Alex. Billy, good morning. What did you want to add or ask Simona? I am not hearing Billy. Is anyone else having that issue?
No, I'm not hearing him either.
Oh, what a blessing to hear that.
Well, let me see. All right, Billy, you want to give me one more try? I think he... There he is. Wait. Yep, we still don't hear you, Billy. Well, give me some kind of weird emoji when you're ready. Not that one, because now I'm going to think it's that one. Give me a weird emoji when you think you're ready, and we'll try again. Let's go. Walt, did you have something else? I saw your hand coming back up.
Yeah. Simone, do you have like super hacking skills or something like that? You like a cyber hacker?
Of how I found out. Oh, my goodness. Yes, apparently. No, I'm just kidding. No. The way in which I found out is not like an unethical way. I just like in order to protect the way in which I found out, I don't want to share. And that's the other thing too. I'm not supposed to know. So That's the piece where it's like, how do you approach someone about something when you're not supposed to know about it? I mean, I guess I could say like someone brought it to my attention, but then it's like, but who, but how, but this, but that. And it's like answer so many other questions, you know?
Yep. And you almost don't want it to be a distraction to the actual situation at hand. Alex, did you want to say something? And then we'll go to Amanda Yoa.
Yeah. Lucy, you want to say hi. You know, it's funny because when you talk to her, she has to realize that all worlds are really small. And regardless of how you found out, you need to bring that up. Like, it's like, I wouldn't say this to her, but like, dude, what are you thinking? You think I wasn't going to find out? Eventually it's going to come out. And I think that that's an important thing because we all think, oh, we can do stuff. You know what? It always comes back to bite you. And I guess the conversation that I would want to know is not why she, why didn't she come to you first and say, hey, I'm doing a presentation. Could you help me with this? And maybe you could have worked together on it. There's just so many bad decisions that were made, probably for good reasons in her mind, which is kind of a sad thing.
You know, it's a really good point. And I feel like I would be totally fine with it. Like if she was going to sell my program in it or, you know, like if you want to use my framework, just send them my way, you know. But I think that's the other thing as well. Like she doesn't really launch podcasts. It's not her thing. And so how do you... Like, what I just don't even understand what the purpose is. You know what I mean? But I think what bothers me is like, you know, getting and it's not just a one-time thing. It's like a course. It's like something that continues. And there's like part two, part three, part four. You know what I mean? And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, oh my God, she's in my membership. She has access to all my resources. I'm thinking like, you know, of course, my mind starts to spiral. Like, are all of my resources, everything that I've created that's actually proprietary to me that you can't find online, you know, are all those things going to be out there for everybody else to have access to as well? And that's the part that worries me. Like, fine, if you want to take my launch framework because it helped you talk about whatever thing you needed to talk about, then okay, fine, I guess, if you really feel like you needed to do that. But at least direct people back into the spot where they can actually go and get it. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. Billy, your turn.
Let's see if Billy can come off mic. I do have thoughts, by the way, about what Simona, you just said, but I'm going to bite my tongue for right now. Billy, we did hear you. Go for it.
Oh my gosh. All right. I guess all morning. I tried to open up a room way early this morning and it didn't work. I just thought it was the room. But so Simona, you, and I don't know if somebody asked you this question while I was gone. I was deleting and reinstalling, but did, when you say word for word, did someone send you a recording of the presentation and you watched it, or is it just this person who's
It was in person, so I didn't like actually see. I have no idea what she said, so she could have dropped my name. I don't know, but I don't think so. No, I saw the deck.
Oh, gotcha. So, well, I think, and this is very, you know, just like I've done like a handful of workshops, and people on this app on Clubhouse have come to those workshops, paid money, and then got on Clubhouse and taught the same exact thing. And I've been in the room, in the audience, and they say the same exact thing that is not, you know, it's just like my sales pitch to sponsorship deals for podcasters. And they take it as their own. And I think as content creators, I think as membership, you know, owners and whatever, like forerunners in this industry, like, or whatever industry you're in, I think it's just part of the deal. I mean, honestly, I think it's just the liability that we take to go, okay, we want to help as many people as we can. So I just view it every time I hear this person on Clubhouse who still gets on here and does the same thing. I just go, cool, I'm helping more people. I just take their win as my win and move on with my life. And so I don't always, you know, I don't always have to have the spotlight, but I mean, it is pretty amazing. And as content consumers too, I think we just consume so much content. I'm sure I've said quotes and things that I probably don't even know where they came from. I said a quote the other day and someone's like, oh, you read the book? And I'm like, no, my friend Sid says this on Clubhouse. Well, that's from this book. I'm like, oh, cool.
I can't hear him again.
No, that might be you, Cynthia. I definitely heard him there.
So anyway, just wanted to add a little bit of that thought to it. I'm like, I think it's just part of the business, honestly.
I love that. And I think that's a really good perspective. And I think that's also why I haven't really said anything. I think for me, it's more just like a trust thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to trust that, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think there's also this piece of like, when I've noticed this a couple of times with, you know, with different clients, it's like they launch a podcast, but they're not launching it. I've launched the entire thing and they haven't done anything for the launch. But then they go and they teach on it. And I'm like, what are you teaching? Like, you didn't do anything. Like, what are you teaching? And so that's the part where I get frustrated with, because I'm like, okay, like, and I've had to tell another client as well who was putting together like a free guide. And I said to her, I said, this is years ago. And I said, it's no problem. I said, put together your free guide. Do whatever you want to do in the podcast world. Just do not do anything. Do not use anything that you got from me, because that's not your work. That's mine. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just this like mind thing in my mind where I'm like, no, like it's not, you didn't do the research on that. Like, you didn't do the, you know, I don't know. You didn't put it together in that way. Like, I put it together. I packaged it up that way. Not you. You know? So I'm like, I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, it's like, if someone's making money off of like my own stuff, that bothers me, because I'm like you could be sending them my way and I could be paying you a referral, I guess, but it's not even something that she wants to do. It's not even an industry she wants to get into, you know? So I'm like, okay, well, and then I'm like, well, I guess it doesn't even matter. Like, at the end of the day, like, does it really matter? Probably not. But then all those other things, it's like a,
I think they call that, Simona, a mind F.
Yeah, which I live in all day, every day. That's how my, you want an insight into my mind, this is how it works.
Yeah, I know we've got multiple people now on stage. I do want to, I'm just kind of chomping at the bit, because first of all, and I said this to Simona the other night, I feel that frustration, I feel that pain. If I were in her shoes, I'm sure I would be having similar confusion and frustration. And at the same time, it's like, look, we all have those of us who are doing the podcast thing as a profession, like Simona and I as an example, and Walt as an example, you know, we had to learn, and we got certain things from our mentors, whether we paid them or we learned about it from their podcasts or social media, etc. And it's like, those people really can't stop us from then turning into the professionals that we've become and sharing the information and knowledge that we've learned. And sure, over time, we've learned some of our own things and tricks, but really, in the big picture, there is no idea that is completely unique. And we do take pieces of our experiences of our learnings and apply it to what we teach now. So I feel the pain because, you know, that's Simona's hard work. And I don't know how much can we stop them now when, you know, and we'll assume that this person really, you know, did use word for word that 10-step program. And that, you know, that does get into theoretically, you know, legal things. And ultimately, I feel like what it all comes down to is this client of hers can go ahead and use all this material of Simona's verbatim, but are her clients, the client's clients, are her students really getting the same value if from this woman versus, or person, I don't know, versus getting it from Simona? Like, Simona, to me, brings value because she's bringing her unique perspective to her clients. I think the same about myself. People can take everything from me, but they're not getting it. Their clients aren't getting it from me. And people come to this, you know, using this room as an example, you know, people come to this room not just because of me, but I am the one who leads this thing, and people come to hear it from me. And if it wasn't me, we might have a totally different group of people in here. So, yeah, it's challenging, and I think it's also about perspective. Yeah, go ahead, Simona.
No, I love that, and I also just wanted to say, because I've been looking at the chat, I'm going to answer, but I know Carrie wanted to add something in as well.
Okay, we're going to go to Carrie, and then we're going to go to Walt. Carrie, good morning. Welcome back to the stage. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Simona, I'm really sorry that this happened. So I just want to let you know that. And I have one quick question and then two perspectives. And they're a little bit more hardline than some of the others that have been expressed, because I've been through this. So the first one is this a framework that you copyrighted, or like, this is your business, right? This framework that this person copied?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. So I've had a lot of corporate experience working with many different brands and agencies and sharing stuff. And I also have had a private business coach that had a framework. And she made us sign a document that said if we were to apply this framework to anyone, that we would be sued or whatever it might be. So I've seen this happen in my writing course, where someone took the writing course, went off to somebody else, and started teaching it. So here's my theory. One is you have to determine, like, is this a client that you want to keep? Is this a client that is it worth, like, you know, keeping this client, where this client actually might want to go into this business and you're not sure? And the other thing is, if you have a framework and you've put it out there, you essentially own the copyright, even if you didn't get it copyrighted. And it's more than just a conversation or someone citing a quote or someone citing your tone. If you have a word for word thing that is your business, then what I would do is I would also, on one hand, start looking for other clients, but I absolutely would figure out how I want to bring it up. But I would set an example, because you don't know how many other people listen to it and might be using it. I would set an example where either you talk to an attorney or possibly sue her, or let her know that you're going to start a legal suit, or approach it with her any way you want. But this can absolutely not be done. And maybe tighten your contracts when you work with other clients, or let them know that this framework is here to help you. It's here to guide you, but it cannot be taken. It's copyrighted. And the only reason why I say this is why we might be lax on this topic. If you created a framework that your revenue and your income is reliant upon, and it starts being shared on social media or word of mouth or whatever, then what do you, then you're going to have to change your framework and differentiate yourself differently and change your business model. But I've seen people take some very hard stances, and it may not be all at once, but it could be a phased approach. And I'm happy to talk with you separately about this, but I just wanted to share that I've actually had to do this, and it's so painful because I used to not want to be someone that gets in front into confrontation. And then I realized that just like in my personal life, sometimes a strict confrontation, setting boundaries and setting rules so that doesn't happen again with this person or anyone else, is sometimes helps you grow.
Thank you, Carrie. Simona, I want to give you a second to respond.
I think that was really helpful. Thank you. And, you know, I think that I don't know that I would go the route of like suing her and doing all of that, because like I do want to keep her as a client. Like, I really like working with her. I love the work that she does. I love the business that she's in, because she's not in the podcasting business. It's different. But yeah, I think that I need to have a conversation with her. I just don't know how to approach it, because again, like I go back to my issue of like, I'm not supposed to know. So how do you bring up something to someone that you're not supposed to know?
Yeah,
that's my problem.
Yeah, but Simona, you have to realize one thing. Again, it's a small world. There's not too many people. I mean, every world is very small. And the fact that somebody saw your stuff, you don't know who was in the room. She doesn't know who was in the room. And that's the thing. You're going to get caught. My sister has a business. It was STX Productions. Well, there's a lacrosse company called STX. They went after her because of the trademark. And again, I know that's a kind of a separate thing, but I think it's only a conversation that you need to do. But I think Carrie's right. You do need to set a standard that, hey, listen, this is not going to be tolerated. I've spent too much of my time and money doing this. And if you don't go after these people in a certain way by having a conversation, maybe at first, and then putting things in place, we're going to be here maybe a year from now. And I don't want you to have to do that, because you work too hard on your business, just like everybody else does.
Thank you, Alex. All right. I have written down the order in which I've seen hands come up. So we're going to go to Walt, and then we're going to go to Amanda, and then I'll continue down the line. Walt, what did you want to add?
One way that you could consider approaching the conversation with her is, you know, one, letting her know, because I think, you know, it's easy for information to get back because podcasting is small. I agree with that. But then also, if she's getting invited to speak, you know, she might speak at more podcast events. And if she's not a producer for real, she's relying on you, you could look at ways to kind of partner with her, maybe some type of affiliate or referral system. Because if she's using your information, she's not actually providing a value in the appropriate way, even if it is word for word, because there's always different nuances and contexts and stuff. So just one option is you could consider being like, hey, you know, give me a little referral fee, you know, let people know I got the juice and all that. But yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I like that. And Walt, thank you for starting the advice just on, you know, ways that Simona can actually approach this person. I think that's a good direction, just calling it out. Let's start giving Simona some ideas on the actual conversation she's going to have, right? Maybe, because I think that's really what this is all coming down to, is Simona feels compelled to say something, and we want to help her figure out what's going to be really effective. And I see, Sid, you wanted to add something too. I have you on my list. I'm coming to you in a moment. Let me go to Amanda. Amanda, what did you want to add?
Yeah, I was going to suggest what Walt just said, you know, kind of just approach it from the angle of just kind of being flattered. You know, I'm curious to know like what her angle is, since if it's not her industry, like what is the outcome that she's looking to receive from putting that content out there? But being that it is word for word, the way that you put your content out there, Simona, I would definitely have a conversation with the person who told you, because at the end of the day, it's your intellectual property and this is your business. And you have to do what you have to do to protect that. And just let her know, like, look, I won't mention names, but I need to have a conversation with this woman. It's a client of mine. So it's someone that you know, have to continue to have a relationship with. Not that you have to, but you're choosing to. You want to. you know, but just, you know, I would approach it from the manner of, you know, being curious as to what outcome she's looking to have, and maybe, you know, offer her, like Walt said, an affiliate link to where she gets a little bit of a kickback for any clients that she sends your way. And then, you know, just go from there and see, you know, what she's even trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. All right. We're going to go to Sid, and then we're going to go to Wendy. Go ahead, Sid.
Simona, you've gotten some great advice here, and I don't disagree with any of it, right? But I have a different question for you. How are you feeling about this?
In what way?
I mean, how are you feeling about this, right? Are you hurt? Are you sad? Are you upset? How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Sid. And I feel like I'm definitely hurt by it. And I'm also, how do I word this? I don't like when people try and like pull one over on me or take advantage of my resources or kindness and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really like, because I feel like I always overgive and I always do go above and beyond. And I always do like so much more and so much extra. It's why my business does well, you know? And so for someone to be like, you know, super nice to my face and like super this, super that, and then to just be like, yeah, let me just take that whole framework and implement it as mine. That is the part that makes me feel like, it makes me feel sad. And I'm like, at the end of the day, like it is what it is. I mean, I can't control what other people are going to do and I would never try to, but like I put in the chat, if I would feel really upset if she kept getting, you know, booked to speak at podcasting events using my framework. And then I'm just there like, what is happening? You know what I mean? I feel like it's a slippery slope. And like, I know we all start somewhere and I know we all pull things from each other, but I don't know, something just, it doesn't sit right with me. And I'm also like, I don't want to make anyone upset, you know, but then also I'm just going to be the one that's upset forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I heard you say earlier was she's a really good client. You really enjoy working with her. You consider her a friend and you're hurt. She's hurt you. And to a degree, you know, she stabbed you in the back. And unfortunately in life that happens, right? A lot of people that we trust and that we like and that we confide in do things to hurt us, whether they realize it or not. So before, this is my encouragement to you, before you take any action addressing her, address how you feel about this and come to terms with this yourself first, right? Be at peace with Simona before you go and try to solve something with this particular person. Because at the end of the day, friend, you got to take care of you and how you feel about things. And so deal with that first and then go out and address this in the right way. Because if you address this with emotion or anger, you're going to potentially lose somebody that you consider a valued customer, client, and friend.
No, I love that. And that's why I haven't said anything, because usually I can like sort of deal with something like right off the bat. But this, I'm like, let me just sit on this for a little bit. And honestly, I know that it's a part of me. I know that this is like a series, that it's a class, like it's a series that she's teaching. And so I'm just going to wait and see what happens for the next one. And if the next one is also my proprietary information, then I think I'll be like, okay, listen, this is not okay. So yeah, a part of me is like, maybe I'll just wait.
All right, let me go to Wendy. Wendy, good morning. Thanks for being up here. Oh, wait, Wendy left. She's just looking. Oh, poor. Oh, I feel bad. Okay, then here's what I want to do. I think this is a... So Sid, I appreciate what you just shared. And I think I shared something similar with Simona the other night. For me, I think, yes, I think you want to ask yourself when you're in any situation, similar situation like this, ask yourself, how am I feeling about it? I think that's really important, because if you can't organize your feelings and thoughts about it, and then you go and approach somebody, it may not be the most constructive conversation. So yeah, ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, and I'm saying this to everybody too, what about this situation is making me feel that way? I think it's important too to get to the root of that feeling. To understand it, I think, is important. And then what I said to Simona the other night, what I suggested was, what do you want the outcome to be when you confront this person? I think it's important to visualize that and see that situation, see how you want it to go. And I think that also helps set a tone. It helps set a direction. It gives you, it guides you through a difficult conversation. And I want to ask everybody on stage, or if you want to participate in the chat, by all means. So what can Simona say? Okay, let's say she's gone through the motions of what I just kind of laid out here as far as ask those three questions. What does she say? And is this something that, yeah, we'll just start there. What does Simona say to her client? Go ahead, Cynthia.
After having your discussion with her, you may want to say, you know, you can teach this, but I'm going to have to release you from being my client so that you can prove you can do it on your own.
Mm. But I don't think Simona wants to lose this client.
Nope. Nope. She's one of my higher paying clients.
Yeah. So that's the challenge.
That's the challenge. And I know that, like, you know, you release a client and another one comes, like, that's totally, like, yeah. But I actually enjoy the work that we do together, and I love her brand, I love her message, and I, like, really like her as a person, so.
So, what does everyone think about this idea? Simona, the other night in our conversation, she had said to me, what if I sent out a general email to all my clients, reminding them that everything I give them access to is proprietary and it can't be shared outside of our work together. And I like that idea. And I'm thinking about that question again, and I'm wondering, what does everyone think if, and I'm not saying this is the answer, I'm genuinely asking, what do you guys think about after that email, and maybe in that email, Simona says to her clients, hey, and I'm going to call everybody just to follow up on this email. I'm going to call all of my clients to follow up. And then she calls that client and she said, hey, you know, I'm not sure, did you get that email I sent out? You know, I've heard that there's a client or maybe clients that are using my materials, and I just wanted to reiterate what I said in the email. And see if she has, if that client takes the opportunity. Do you guys think should she be more direct and blunt and just say, hey, I've heard you are doing this? Or could she rely on that email that she sends out to all her clients and then follow up with a phone call? Or Simona, what do you think of that?
Sorry, I was typing in the chat.
It's okay.
You know, it feels like a lot of energy and a lot of effort, you know, and like, I don't know. I don't like, it feels dishonest to me in some way. And I don't know why. It just feels like calculated, and I'm not a very calculated person.
That's fair.
Simona, did you know that she was doing a presentation at all? Did you have any idea that she was doing this?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay, so she hasn't even shared that with you in your conversations.
No. But it is like something that's public. Maybe what I could do is...
Is she talking about it on her socials at all? She's doing this?
I have to double check. I'm not sure. But I know that the class is accessible to the public. So maybe what the best route would be to like find that class and say, hey, you know, I saw that you're teaching this. Love that. Please just make sure you're not using any information that I have given you, that we have talked about, that I've said, like, you know, everything that we have done together is proprietary. Maybe that's the way.
Yeah. And I feel like you've shared this morning that you've had similar conversations like that with other clients. So that feels aligned anyway. Amanda Yoa, go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe you don't have to blame a specific person. Maybe you can blame AI. I don't know if there's a product out there like this. And if there's not, I'm about to jump on the train and create it, but I'm sure there is. You could approach her and say, you know, you have like a system that searches the internet for content that, you know, of yours that is used out in the ethers, and you got something that was bounced back to you. And then that way you don't have to blame anyone.
You know what, though? I do have Google alerts that are set, though, for all kinds of things.
Yeah. So you could blame it on that.
There you go. Blame it on Google.
Blame it on Google.
Billy, I'm going to give you the final word. So, yeah, go for it.
Uh-oh, the pressure's on. I would just, I missed part of the conversation, but if this is a friend of yours, a client of yours, I mean, I think honesty is always the best policy. Look, I know you did this presentation. I know it was mostly my content. Let's just have a really honest conversation. Because if you start willy-nillying around and this thing, you're going to lose track of the lies. Like, and it's no different than what she's doing, you know, or whatever. So whatever is going to get it done the quickest and then not have you just sitting and boiling. I mean, look, it's taken an hour of your life already. One more hour today and just talking about it. So I think, you know, scheming to try to figure out how to have the conversation is like, look, this sucks, but here we go. I mean, you don't live in the south of the United States, so it's totally cool.
You know what, though? I'm not like a schemer type of person at all. I'm like, I want to have a conversation. I just wanted to figure out what the best way was because I've never really been in a situation like this before. So, but yeah, I'm not someone who's like back around way, this and that, lie about this, lie about that. Like I don't lie about things because then you got to remember the lie that you said.
Yeah. And I love that advice, Billy. And I really think that's what it comes down to. I think honesty is the best policy. I think if I were Simona, I would probably go to this client and say, hey, I caught wind of the fact that you're doing this thing, and kudos to you. I have no problem with you doing this. And I also caught wind that you're using some of my material. And I don't want this to cause tension between us. I just want to call it out that I know that you're doing this, and I'd like to work this out so that we can both feel good about it moving forward. And open that door and maybe finish that with, do you have any suggestions? And I think, Simona, you know, you're going to, the way in which you share and speak here, I think, if you're bringing it to that conversation, I don't think she will feel a confrontation. She might feel a little uncomfortable because she was caught. And I think if you approach it that way, I'm sure you guys will be able to find some solution that works and not lose a client at the same time.
I love that. Thank you so much. And in case you're all wondering of how I would start this conversation, it probably would start with, hey, girl, I hope you're having a great week. I just want to let you know.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for being brave and sharing that info with us because, yeah, it is a delicate situation. I appreciate you bringing it today. And I hope that this also sets a tone, the precedent for everyone else. You can bring your shit here, and we will work with you and offer solutions as best we can. So start thinking about the next hot seat, which we'll probably do again next week. And if you want to be in that seat, start thinking about what you want to discuss, and we will bring it for you. So thank you again, Simona. Thank you to you all for participating today. And we're back again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, maybe even with some clips, some old Mark podcast clips when he was a little intoxicated. Might play some of that for you. And of course, we're sharing our wins from the week. So bring all of your wins, big or small, whatever it is. We want to celebrate it with you. We want to recognize the accomplishments that you're making, the strides that you're making. So bring it tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, as we do it every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and the podcast releases at 7 a.m. Pacific time on your favorite podcast platform. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.